Howdy, everybody, and welcome back to the sesh. I'd like to just take a moment to introduce you to the cat on my shirt. His name is Warden Mullen. He says, meow, bitch. He says, I had some hell.
I'm legit gonna throw up. I don't know what's wrong with this. This is the funniest thing I've ever
heard. I don't know. We've been like near tears.
In tears.
The last 30 minutes over the name Warden Mullen.
I don't even know. Did you accidentally say it?
No, I think you did. One of us did.
Warden Mullen. I don't know why we were talking about Warden Mullen, and all of a sudden, one of us said Warden Mullen, and that is the only thing I've cared about.
His mother really should have named him that because he's so aggressive. Warden Mullen.
And then he could sell merch. I said, I got mauled at the Warden Mullen show.
Well, this shirt is officially my Warden Mullen shirt. This is Warden Mullen the cat.
Dude, that shit's hard as fuck.
I know.
What kind of city you got in there? A camel? A Marlboro? How do you?
No, this is a noop.
Marlboro.
No, this is a noop, honey.
A what?
A Newport.
Oh, a Newport. How about them slim Virginia slims?
No, this is a noop.
Slim virgin.
Warden Mullen only lacks noops. Yeah, I came in today rocking my sick ass shirt. Don't. Haley made fun of me immediately. She goes, what is this?
Grumpy.
What is this?
She comes in there like, well, she goes, well, there's a lot of you because we were all standing in the kitchen. And then we were like, good morning, sweetie. And then she's like, what is that?
No. That's not how it went.
That
no,
is how it
first
went.
First of all,
and
I
then I gave you free makeup from Too Faced that they sent me. Because I'm so nice and you're so mean.
I walked in and there were so many people in front of me and I'm not a morning person and I didn't have coffee this morning because I was out. So I thought I was going to come into a peaceful kitchen and just get some coffee. All of the employees, everyone, first thing.
God forbid we have a little hangout
on a Monday
morning.
And then your husband goes, you're late. And then I look at your fucking cat and I was like, what is this?
It's Warden Mullen.
Warden Mullen, we had some help.
Yes, we did.
Is that's his song, right? He had some help. He took a little coffee off the shelf and changed his name.
Yeah, so that's what's going on here.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm Kendall.
I'm Janelle. And we're joined by Haley Brown. I mean, a.k.a. Warden Mullen.
That's public record.
It's public record.
My first, middle, and last name are my Instagram.
Yeah.
You should change it to Warden Mullins.
Haley Mullen. Oh my God.
Let the record show this is not so because stupid. We enjoy him or we support him.
Absolutely not. Would we be calling him that if we did? The bitch threw a piano in our own hometown or broke it. What'd he do? Did he throw it or break it?
He flipped it.
Oh,
why?
Shit. Because he was mad.
He was gonna maul someone. Wait, why is he mad?
He mauled the piano.
Why is he?
Fucking knows.
I do know.
Give
us the lore.
So apparently, the piano had been acting up at
acting up
at like a few of his shows, and he kept telling them to replace it, and they didn't. So in typical
fuck this goddamn thing.
In typical dickhead manner, he was like, "I'll make him fix it because it wasn't fixed still." So he flipped it so it would be broken.
Amazing. Have you seen the
amazing.
Have either of you ever seen the compilation of like dads getting pissed?
Oh my no, it's the best. Have you seen the one where he's fixing the fucking fan? He's like, this goddamn house. I fucking hate this house. I hate everyone in this house.
I want to watch it.
Oh, please.
Let's bring it up.
Please.
Let's bring it up. Haley, just Google it.
Look dad
up
crash out.
Just Google it.
Just Google dad crash out compilation. Shit is so fire.
It's literally Josh trying to fix anything.
No, correct.
I was going to say, this sounds like your husband.
Dude, we were trying to move our Peloton treadmill recently, and we had recently...
I'm going to start recording.
Not Cody
Wait,
Co.
no, this isn't it. Get Cody Co out of here. Cody Co's canceled.
Oh, get out of here, bitch.
Oh, it's Cody and Co.
No, just find it on like TikTok or something. But we were trying to move our Peloton because we had moved a Peloton to the office and it was broken in the process. They're very easy to break, these Peloton treads.
They are.
And so we had gotten a new one for our house because we wanted, you know, one to be here. And Josh and I were trying to move it and we heard a cracking sound. And he goes, fuck me, fuck us.
Fuck us is so awesome, dude.
I was literally losing. I was like, fuck us. I've never heard anyone say that. Fuck that was amazing. Us. Fuck us.
Didn't he?
It was fine, by the way.
Didn't he drop a like soda on something? And then he was like, God damn it.
Oh, no. He dropped a whole iced coffee on a vacuum. And I'm telling you, now that I'm on Lexapro, nothing fazes me as far as breaking or dropping things. Like, he was freaking out, and I was like, this is awesome. This is hilarious. I'm just, like, calmly wiping it down. Like, this is a good story to tell everyone at the office when we get in.
John crashed out the other day. I'm trying to remember what it was, and I was like, oh, I know what it was. We were eating a bagel in the car, and then he, like, had a little plastic knife, and he had a little bit of cream cheese, and it drops in between the seat, and he's like, God damn it! And I was like, dude, you need to... He's like, hold this. He like gives me the cream cheese. I'm like, you need to fucking calm down. He's like, there's cream cheese in my car. I was like, you need to calm down.
I was going to say, was it his?
You need to calm down.
Was it his car?
It was his car.
That's why.
He loves his car. Shout out
not
to Ghost GX on Instagram. Give him a
no,
follow,
there's
guys.
An underscore. Let's, there's no, an
hit
underscore.
Him with, hold on.
Put the, if you're going to plug it real.
Let me figure.
Ride for your man. That's your husband.
That's my husband. We've been married a whole week and 3 days. Thank
I can't believe that.
Much.
Are you guys still reeling from the shock of Janelle being a wife?
I'm a wife.
I am.
An honest woman. His account is at ghost underscore the GX. Hit
him
with
a follow.
Come
on.
Hit him with a follow. And send some weird cryptic comment in one of his posts. Comment something fucking bizarre.
Comment Worgen Molly.
Yes. Oh my God, please. Go on ghost underscore the GX on Instagram and comment on one of his things. Worgen Molly.
Don't tell him about this. Just wait
and
until
you
he says
tell
something.
Him, then we're going to block you and never fucking put out another show again.
Yep. And that's the end of that.
Okay, let's hit it with the dad crash out.
I can't even see it because this dumbass light. I hate
I know,
this studio.
I know.
Oh,
it's so
how many more recordings in here?
Wait, you guys. Oh, my God.
It is amazing.
It's so cute. I can't wait.
I think two more in here.
We should have a cutout that's of Worgen.
Wait, yeah, this recording and next recording. Oh my God, can we get a cutout of Worgen? Sorry, it took me a minute to register that.
We should get a cutout of Worgen.
That says in the back.
With little piano.
That's great.
He can haunt
can
the studio.
Can it be a cat, though, instead, with the hat that says Worgen Mullen? Can it be this cat?
Yeah, I wonder if we can, like, make a cat-human hybrid so people know it's Worgen Mullen, but it's cat-like.
But it's like in boots. It's like puss
yeah.
in boots.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I would like that made.
Write that down.
Yep.
I'm typing it as we speak.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
God damn this fucking hellhole. I hate this fucking house. I need everything about this fucking place. I despise this fucking house, man.
Man! Fucking hell, man!
Oh, this is so...
God's sake! The fuck is the matter with you guys? That's brand new! It's like a week old! There's a basketball net out front!
Okay. You did it, though.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Get in your car, dude. Get in your car! I'm in my car.
That's fair.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city.
Is that black olive?
Can I get black olives? Can I get some?
It's me.
I want that sandwich.
Oh, I was talking about a different one, but that was
which
great
one?
Still.
I'm just not sure. That
have you seen the microwave? Wait.
There's one that's like specifically related to like home improvement type stuff. That's just so funny. But that was the main one.
God damn it. I hate this house.
You know who it reminds me of? The late, not great, Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham was fixing something, that's what I'd imagine.
Lady G. She ain't fixing anything now.
Lady G.
She's fixing to be sitting in the grave.
Correct.
Anyway. What are you doing with your leg?
How many people have
it's hot.
I know, I'm hot too.
I have my leg out because it's hot.
I had to get rid of the blanket today, which
I
know,
but I feel exposed without a blanket.
Oh my God, your legs look real good, Kendall.
Really?
Hey, muscles.
Guys, I swam almost a mile this weekend.
That was crazy work.
I know.
Good for you.
Yay. All right.
We're sober, unfortunately.
I'm sweating.
It is fucking hot as shit.
It is.
Tell Josh to turn the AC on.
No, the AC's hitting me just fine.
I think I'm hot because we had a slice of cake.
Oh, my God. Kendall made the... Kendall is the baker of the world.
You guys, I'm taking over cake talk. Anna, no. I... Check out my TikTok. I made a TikTok of me decorating the cake while bitching about my four-year-old not sleeping.
That's real as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you
cake
made
was
a
pretty good.
You made a lemon cake.
I did.
It was two-tiered. Okay, that shit's not a piece of cake, if
Except
you will.
TikTok informed me I needed to use a leveler or like cut off.
You just
half
to use
top.
A knife and just cut it off.
Mm-hmm. Next time. Next time. It still tasted pretty good though.
So
I was surprised.
Good.
It was a little dense, a little dry.
A
I
little
think
dense.
I can do a lot better.
I think it's because you got impatient, dumped all the dry ingredients at once.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to also make it a bonding moment with my kid. You know, we're going to bake together.
Was she pissed and like not try said cake though?
No, not at all.
Huh. I would have been like, you're taking this to work and I don't get it.
Well, I told her she's getting a birthday cake this week. This weekend, my daughter's turning four.
Woo!
I know. Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
Haley's nephew will be at the birthday party.
And
Haley will be there too.
Remember that that's this week.
I know. You looked stressed. You're like, fuck, I have to go to the birthday party.
10:30 a.m. on a Saturday, baby.
Woohoo! I don't have to go to that.
I know. You have to just come home.
I don't have any kids.
That's very poor auntie behavior.
Yeah,
I don't think she gives a damn if I'm at her little kid birthday party. I don't think she'd give two dames.
No, she doesn't want her.
I'll be there the next day.
Yeah.
For her real birthday.
You bring her like a Barbie or a Frozen something. You'll just be in her favorite list.
Yeah,
that's all good.
That's right. What were we saying? Oh, the cake, though, was delicious.
What would you give it out of 10 on this one? Compared to, you know, the last one.
The last one was, I think, better texture.
I agree.
It was really moist.
It was, well, it's tres leches.
I would say that's an 8. That was a fucking good cake.
The
last one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one I would say is like a 7. And only because of the texture.
Yes, I agree.
I think it was a little dense and a little bit like crumbly dry, but like not bad by any means. Still very delicious.
I think it was the execution. The ingredients were, I had all the ingredients right in the right amounts. It was the way that I mixed them too hastily. I need to like make it more of a process, slowly knead it in. You
but
know?
You slayed the frosting.
Thank you. It's because it's fresh lemon zest. That's what pissed Holly off. She bailed when we started doing lemon zest because it takes a while.
Yeah.
And she was like, why do we need to keep shaving these lemons down? Mm-hmm. The hell are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a labor of love.
Mm-hmm. It
was baking fun. Is.
So you guys have to decide what your birthday cake's going to be for August.
Well,
I'll be making something different for Haley.
Haley's gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have another gluten-free team.
Gluten-free.
A gluten.
We have a new team member that is also gluten-free. So,
yes.
So now she cares.
Yeah, so now
yeah,
I'll make
now
you
she,
something. No, deadass. He was like, yeah, I'm gluten-free. And Kendall's like, oh, great, I'll make gluten-free cake.
No, I'm not making one. I will buy a gluten-free cake and I will put some of the icing from the regular one on top
of it. I think that's
it.
Great.
I will fuck up a gluten-free cake. I'm still learning how to make regular cakes.
Gluten-free cake is hard to make, I think.
But Haley says no, she's mad.
I saw a TikTok.
And no, I'm not mad. I like I said, I am happy with any labor of love and the frosting is good for me.
How many gluten-free cakes have you baked? That's what I thought.
I've baked a few. We do them. My sister exclusively bakes gluten-free because of me, her, and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Carrot cake?
I'm
you
talking
know what?
About you, not your sister baking.
It's the same thing.
Carrot cake is disgusting. Never say that in my presence.
What? I love carrot
I'm sorry.
Cake.
I don't need vegetables in my dessert.
No, it's
irritating.
Delicious.
No, it's not. It's disgusting.
I will bring you one and you'll change your mind.
It has to be with like a nice buttercream frosting. I don't really like the cheese.
Cream cheese frosting?
Not,
what? Isn't
not
that like the whole
that.
Point?
Oh, wait. No, it needs work. Cream cheese frosting.
It's okay with that, but I like it with the buttercream better.
Buttercream.
Okay.
Buttercream. So Tom and I have to decide though.
Yeah.
Because Tom's also a fellow August birthday.
Is Tom editing this episode?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, we'll talk to him about it a different time.
But he and I have been brainstorming what we want you to make us.
What are you thinking so far?
I don't know. We have a few different ideas, but I'm trying to think of something fun, something unique.
I did like the flavored frosting, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The frosting was bomb.
Bomb.
So much butter. Holy shit.
Mm. Can't go wrong with that.
I went through
butter.
4.5 sticks of butter for this cake.
Paula Deen.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, Paula Deen's canceled because she's a racist.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not. Please don't compare me to Paula.
No, but she was like the butter queen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Butter queen. That's a beautiful title.
She's a butt of a bitch.
Yeah, she's a bitch. Anyhoozle.
So over the weekend, we were playing with our daughter up in the loft, and our dog, Sadie, she's very playful. Holly just absolutely loves to play with her. And she is getting a little up there in age. I don't know exactly how old she is. Almost 10. Crazy. But anyway, she was running around with us, and Holly was chasing her. And then all of a sudden, she just lost control of her bladder and peed all over our carpet up there. But luckily, it is a tumble rug. And it didn't even absorb the pee. It just sat on top of it. We were able to run and get paper towel and wipe it up and then quickly clean up the mess. Tumble rugs are the best for pets and children. I have seen it in action so many different times in our house. I mean, don't forget, I've got 9 animals and 2 kids now. So it gets messy in our house. Before Tumble, I always felt like I was constantly on my hands and knees scrubbing the stains out of our rugs, or at least trying to. Sometimes it just isn't possible. Because even when you do finally get that stain out, the rug really never looks the same again, right? And most rugs are either too delicate to wash or a nightmare to clean. Tumble makes spill-proof, stylish, machine-washable rugs designed for real life. Tumble rugs feature a proprietary spill-proof surface that causes liquids to bead up on top of the rug. So instead of soaking into the fibers like most rugs, you can literally wipe away spills in seconds. It's basically magic. And when you need a deeper clean, tumble rugs are fully machine washable, even their larger sizes. You just remove the rug from the pad, toss it in the washer, and seriously, if you have pets and kids, these rugs are absolutely going to change your life. Tumble is known for how easy it is to wash their rugs, but their rug pad system is honestly genius. Tumble's cushion non-slip rug pad tucks into hidden corner pockets on the underside of the rug, so no more fussing with the Velcro. It's just an easy, secure setup. I just absolutely love it. Keeps everything securely in place so the rug doesn't slide around. And they also have kids' mats that are designed for playtime specifically. I have one that I am planning on using for our son when he gets a little older and he's ready for his playpen. And it's nice and padded. It's going to be nice for him to sit on, to fall on top of. And of course, it will be great for messes, which will inevitably happen with a baby, of course. Hundreds of thousands of homes have already switched to Tumble rugs, and they have over 30,000 five-star reviews. Machine washable rugs made better. For a limited time only, our listeners can get 10% off plus free shipping at tumbleliving.com/sesh. That's T-U-M-B-L-E living.com/sesh. After you purchase, they will ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that our show sent you.
How's y'all's lives doing?
I'm doing quite swell. Great. I had a really nice, relaxing weekend. Very wholesome.
Oh, I love
said
wholesome
I for swam
you.
Some laps. Yeah. Swam almost a mile.
Yeah, that's good.
32 round trip. So 64.
How long did you do that for?
I don't know if I actually did that, but I was close. I was around 30. I was around like
awesome.
25 to 30. I lost count. I kept trying to figure it out.
Have you?
So I'm for 35 minutes.
Did you have goggles on?
Yeah, I had to use Holly's.
Okay.
Unicorn goggles. Because I first tried to just swim without them and I swam to the wall.
Did you do some flip turns?
No, I got too scared. I kept almost doing it and then I bailed every second. I was like, what if I skin my back on the pool?
Nah.
I used to be a flip turn master.
Yeah.
Dude. I almost started busting out the butterfly.
Damn.
But my swimsuit, I was like, because my boobs, they kept popping out of the water anyway. Like, they were just out. And I was like, well, it's Adult Swim. And like, I'm not getting out of the water. I would fix it before I'd emerge.
Of course. You have some decency.
Exactly.
I would love to do swimming laps at our local 24 hour, the one and only, the best place on earth. But Haley, well, she doesn't know how to swim, so I guess I'd have to go alone.
I'll go with you. Why don't we go together? We'll do some laps.
You said you were going to teach me.
You said you didn't want to be learning.
Well, but then she just offered it, and I have FOMO.
Swim lessons. We'll do it.
No, for real. Do you not know how to swim at all? Like, could you keep yourself afloat or just like... Like, what's...
Yeah, no, I could doggy paddle, and I could do, like, a little type of moment.
A breaststroke.
Yeah.
Right.
Not better than I just showed, though.
Can
like,
you do the legs
it.
With it? Can you do, like, the frog leg type thing?
Oh, that's a whole lot going on.
Okay, so you can't do, like, a freestyle, though.
A happy freestyle in it.
Okay.
Like this? Like the crawl.
Like the classic swim.
Can you that's got a name?
Chicken no. Airplane soldier action?
That's on your back.
Chicken. Air.
You like that?
No. I can float on my back.
We have always like these nice old ladies at the pool, at our pool at the 24 hour.
Yeah, but here's the thing: if we swim at that 24 hour, we're gonna have to shower at that 24
I
hour.
I will not be showering.
You're gonna get in the car wet.
Yeah, I'll dry off on a towel and go home and shower. I am not showering.
I want you to go step in the goop.
That okay, ew. Bro? We have the most disgusting showers. We go one time. Goop. We dared ourselves to go in. It was like black goop.
No, so
no one knows what it is.
Yeah, oh
my God, you should sue.
Well, this okay. So this was before the renovation.
The renovation was not so much a renovation.
Yeah, I used to shower there. What was I doing that for?
I don't know, but you're sick as
hell. Oh, it was when I was getting spray tans because the spray tan place was right outside the gym. So I would shower off the sweat and then go get a spray tan. And then I stepped in a mystery black goop one time.
Sick.
And I've never been back in the shower.
That would be the end of that for me.
No, thanks. Can't believe I just started eating. You guys were talking about black goop. I'm going to throw up over here.
It was
disgusting. Think about me stepping on it. The squid.
It was like disgusting. There's mold.
Well, you made that up part. That part.
There's not mold. I've seen the mold with my own two eyes.
Where?
In the shower.
Well, anyway.
Okay. I don't know why we're talking about this. Please don't click off. I swear
nice
it gets
weekend,
better.
Though.
Good. I'm glad. Well, anyways, we've got some great stuff for you to be talking about today. I can't stop talking in this accent because I am Morgan Mollen.
Oh, yeah. And Sydney's not here today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Sydney's not here.
We should address that.
Sydney is sick.
Well, no, she's not sick. Her man's sick. She's taking care of him. She's being a good wife.
She's being a good, humble wife.
Yeah, she's being a good wife.
Humble wife.
She's a humbled woman right now.
I meant to say honest.
Oh my God. No, but all is well. She'll be back next week, I'm sure.
Yeah, we love her. Well, guys, we have more TikTok drama. I'm honestly living for this TikTok drama life. Maybe we do this every week. We just find the latest stupid thing happening on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous tea that you just can't pass up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so...
It's too hot.
It's funny. It's lighthearted. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make you feel sad.
Nope.
It's not going to make you feel angry.
Nope.
Maybe like a tad bit, but like you'll move on.
You'll move
it's
right
not
along.
Like, you know... Andrew Tate or anything like that. It's not horrifying. It's just TikTok drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
And this time we're continuing on the theme of weddings here.
Yes. I was going to say our bride of the year, I think, should lead us.
Ooh, bride of the year.
That's you, baby.
Dang.
And can we all just agree she is the bride of the year?
Bride of the
year. She needs to be on the cover of Bridal Magazine.
Is that Bridal Magazine? Is that a thing?
I'd assume so.
I think she freestyled that.
Mm, okay.
All right. Well, if anyone works for Bride Magazine, hit me up. You could put me on the cover for a small fee.
Ooh, you're going to charge them?
Yeah. The fuck? I'm trying to make a quick buck. All right. So let's go ahead and get started on this. So it all starts after a woman named Alexander May posted on TikTok about the nightmare experience she says she had getting a custom wedding dress made.
Now that's expensive.
Now that is a price to pay. A custom dress? Pop off. I didn't really know that that was a thing for like the average folk.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently it is.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That is real dedication to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Which I always thought that my wedding dress was so expensive.
How much was it?
It was $1,600, which...
Oh, I guess that was in 2020, or when did you get married? 1984.
2016.
2016, yeah, that? $1,600?
It still just feels like way too much money that I spent on it. It like bothers me because I wore it once and then it lives in a garbage bag in my basement.
That's tragic.
Still covered in spray tan.
You should get it cleaned.
I don't know if they can even clean it. It's been 10 years of sitting.
True. It's probably like rotted now.
Probably is. There's probably mice.
Have you guys
it.
Not seen like the bridal restoration videos on TikTok?
I have. It's quite fun to watch.
Ooh, I should check that out. Maybe they can do mine.
I want to take mine to the dry cleaner. And then I don't know what I would do with it. But
frame it.
That's Kendall knows that. How to.
Yeah.
I might be a little conceited, but that is crazy.
Yeah, that's a little much.
I'll hang it up above my bed.
There you go.
No.
hanging up on John's side of the bed right above his right head.
Bitch.
So you can imagine your banging body.
So the designer that she worked with is Kate March. She is the founder of the brand Undone by Kate, which is actually hilarious that this brand
ironic.
Is called Undone.
Yeah.
Because the dress, as you can probably guess, was
never
undone.
Done.
So Alexander shared that she spent thousands of dollars on this dress. Okay, these dresses, from what I understand, start at $5,000. And that's starting.
Now, I got to say something about that. I feel like for a custom dress, that's not that
That's starting,
much.
Janelle.
True.
That's for
okay.
like
You're right.
the basics of
You're
the
right.
basics. You bet your ass these are getting up to $20,000, $30,000.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. Dude, when
That's
I used
just me
to
guessing,
watch,
by the way, based
the
on
fuck that. Is that show called?
Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So when bitches would come in and be like, my budget's $11,000, I'd be like, get your poor ass off my screen. I want minimum 30K or nothing. I am not impressed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was shit. But that show was fucking wild, man.
The host of that show kind of scares me. Something about him is just like scary. What's his name? Like Ken?
No, it was like Larry.
Larry? Well, he's freaky looking. He looks like a mannequin that would kill you in your sleep.
Roger?
Oh, it's Roger. Not Larry. I don't know why I said
Randy.
That. Randy. Randy.
He doesn't look like a Roger or a Randy.
Yeah, I was like, Roger's definitely not it.
He does kind of look like a Randy.
That show was great, though. I watched many seasons of that show.
Oh, God. It's so boring.
Oh, I loved it when I was a kid. I was like, the drama of it all.
There was drama on it?
Oh, yeah. Because they'd be like, oh, my God, I found one, but it's above my budget. And they'd be like, well, how bad do you want it, bitch? And then it'd be like the bitchy, like, mother-in-law who's like,
yeah.
I pictured you in something else.
Mom, the mom that's paying for it that's like, I won't pay for it unless I love it.
Exactly. Drama.
The dress drama.
So.
So from the first prototype to her fourth fitting, the experience just kept getting worse for Alexander. The prototype actually fit her really well, and that was the closest to what she wanted. But every version after that looked completely different. The dresses eventually just stopped fitting her at all and still didn't include the changes that she had been asking for from the beginning. So it was not going well. And this has now turned into a whole back and forth on TikTok between Alexander and Kate over the fittings, the final appointment, and when Alexander was actually offered a refund. And this dress is like, this Undone by Kate is a pretty popular
yes,
brand.
She did Selena Gomez, which we'll talk about.
Yes, yes. And people are feeling a little confused about this because Kate is well known. She has worked with celebrities, like we just said. So here's some background on Kate and Undone by Kate, okay? So in the About section of the website, it says they specialize in custom bridal and special occasion, one-of-a-kind pieces. Basically, if you need a custom wedding dress or a special outfit for a special event, custom anything, or really anything in between, that's what this brand does. She's worked with multiple celebrities, including, like Janelle just said, Selena Gomez.
Selena.
Such a queen. Love her. Wow, her boobs look great in that
okay,
dress.
Can I just say, I didn't know that she had yitties like that.
I didn't know either.
Like, pop the fuck off, Selena.
God damn.
I know. I'm impressed.
She's good there.
Great work.
But yeah, that was a purple dress that she wore to the 2023 MTV Video Music Awards after party.
She looks phenomenal. That color on her is really killer.
So I think is the thing with the Undone by Kate is they look like they're not fully done, kind of, is what I'm getting from it.
I don't think that's the vibe.
Like the top, you know what I mean? Like it's a little, it looks like a little unfinished. But it's like
it
in
looks,
a stylish way.
It looks unfinished to you? That corset bodice
I thought that was
is
kind
like
of the,
very normal.
Oh. I thought you're... that was the vibe of this brand.
Yeah, I don't. I
thought that was kind of their theme. okay, maybe not.
I'm not getting that vibe from their website.
Yeah. Okay. Why would you call yourselves Undone then?
Maybe because she's like reworking the ideas.
See, there's like kind of like flowy pieces of it that are kind of like falling off. You know what I mean? No? No?
Okay.
So she also did that corset for Selena, the Hope corset. Is that what I'm seeing here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Satin corset that she wore in the promo for Rare Beauty Blushes. you know, it looks like a little undone. Like, you know, you can see the shape, the corset kind of, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Maybe I'm just crazy.
Yeah, I think you're crazy. I think you're stretching, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, since all this drama went viral, this clip has been circulating because about 6 months ago, Kate went on Fashion and Founders podcast and talked about what it was like creating that dress for Selena. Let's take a look.
Can you make Selena Gomez a dress? And I was like, yeah. I put it together. She goes into the fitting. There's a rack of like Versace, all the big names, picks out the dress. This is a day before the VMAs now. Confirms it. I'm so happy. I'm celebrating. I'm like, oh my God, Selena's going to wear my dress at the VMAs. You never know though. Up until they're on the carpet wearing your dress, sure enough, we're less than 24 hours out. Hey, Kate, we have to change the color. I quickly pivoted before my flight. I made it in the other color. I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. And then I was at the TWA getting ready to get on my flight. And I see it on Instagram. And she's linked arms with Taylor Swift. And there's articles written on it. And I was like, oh my God, it worked. She wore it.
What was the other color?
I can't say.
Okay. Confidential.
Why can't she say the color?
I want to know what the other color
was.
Yeah,
I really want to know.
Is there a scandal with it or something? Yeah.
She
must be under an NDA. For sure. You're working with Selena.
Yeah, Selena is making everyone sign NDAs. I have the cutest story ever, okay? I was at my neighborhood pool the other day, and it's hot. It's like a blazing 98 degrees.
It's been warm.
And we don't have any, we got no snack bar or anything at the pool. So there was this kid, he couldn't be more than 10 years old, and he's right outside the pool gate, and he has a whole little, like, setup selling snow cones. He's making snow cones.
Stop.
He's making, so he has a little menu, like a little printout menu that his mom probably helped to make. Of all of his little flavors, he has a little like about the business. It's like we take pride in quality, refreshing snow cones. It was the
that is so cute.
It was so cute.
What then is he using to shave the ice?
He had like a little ice shaver thingy. I don't know, a little machine. He would put his ice cubes in and like push on the little button. It was like, and then he had all his little flavors of syrups.
That is adorable.
And John's like, we don't have any cash. I'm like, listen, this guy's an entrepreneur. He doesn't need cash because he's got Square. For real.
He has Square.
He had Square, and he had the little card printout that was like, here's all the types of payments we take. And one of them was Square. So cute.
That is the cutest thing I've ever seen. Holly needs to get going.
Yeah.
She needs to make a stand immediately.
It was phenomenal. He was adorable. Even like when I went to pay, and then he like gives me my receipt option. There's like, do you want a tip? And he literally looks away. He's like, no pressure, and looks away. It was the cutest thing ever.
I love it.
It was so cute.
What flavor did you get real fast?
I got tiger's blood because, of course, that's the best one.
Best one.
But it made me think, if a 10-year-old can use Square, anyone can use Square.
100%.
Okay, people.
Support from today's episode comes from Square, the business platform that helps sellers become neighborhood favorites. In Janelle's case, neighborhood favorite definitely applies. When you're gearing up for a busy season or just trying to keep up with the everyday demand, Square keeps your business running smoothly. Everything from payments to POS and online orders, inventory, staff, and more all in one place so you can focus on your customers, not your to-do list. Ready to grow or streamline how things run? Square is offering our listeners up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/sesh. Again, square.com/go/sesh. Start with Square and build a setup that grows with your business. Square brings payments, POS, inventory, staffing, and online sales together in one system so business owners don't have to juggle a bunch of tools. Their hardware and software are designed to be easy to use so everyday operations just feel simpler. Square's AI-powered tools help automate routine tasks, giving sellers more time back. Square works whether you are just starting out, maybe you want to start your own snow cone business, or you're more established, growing from one location to many. You can sell online, in store, or both, and customize your setup as your business evolves. It's built to support different kinds of businesses, not to force everyone into the same mold. Square helps you run your business more smoothly, bringing payments, operations, and insights together in one place so you're ready for whatever's next. Right now, listeners can get up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/sesh. That's square.com/go/sesh. Get started with Square and build a setup that works the way you do.
Okay, so on Kate's website, it says that she previously worked as an assistant in celebrity styling and also had some styling clients of her own. And during the pandemic, she started sewing and upcycling vintage clothing. And in the podcast, she shared that she originally taught herself how to sew through YouTube, which is
quite impressive, I must say. And as the business grew, she also started working with local contractors who helped make the pieces. So let's go ahead and get into the drama here. So Alexandra had been documenting the process of planning her wedding on TikTok for over a year, sharing wedding planning advice, things that she had learned, and mistakes she wanted other brides to avoid. Side note, my entire TikTok feed right now is bride talk, which I don't really understand why, because I didn't plan a wedding, really. So I'm confused why all of my things, like, three things that you should not do if you're a bride.
Wait, you're surprised that AI is dumb and doesn't know exactly?
True. Yeah. Lots of wedding things right now. So on July 14th, Alexandra posted part one of what she called her wedding dress from hell. Let's watch.
Now that the experience is pretty much behind me, I want to talk about my wedding dress from hell. I'm going to try to get through this without getting like too angry and freaking out. But basically, I got a custom made wedding dress, I suppose. Last year in like September, October 2025, I started interviewing designers to go custom for my wedding dress because I wasn't really finding what I was looking for. And I knew I wanted something super simple. And I wanted the experience of going custom. I did the math of how.
Interviewing designers.
Because you can't find famous? You can't find anything you like, but you want something super simple. I'm so sorry. What in the hell, Yonte? There's 8,000 gazillion fucking dresses out there in this world.
I know.
You can't find one because you want something simple.
We have never lived in a time with more options.
And you have to interview designers? Not only do you want a custom designer, but you want to interview them.
You know what?
Wow. Okay. That's just like so intense. Just like, I can't imagine having to go through all that stress over a wedding.
But some people love that. They eat, yeah, sleep, breathe their wedding. It's like their,
yeah, which
moment
to each
in
their
life.
Own. I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just a little floored by that.
Okay, continue.
How much it would cost for me to make or to buy a new dress and also pay for alterations. And I basically kind of like combined that. And I was like, well, if I pad my budget a little bit, I could go custom. And then there are no alterations. It's custom. So in my mind, I was like, this is a worthy investment, even though it's very expensive. I meet with like maybe four designers. And I ended up going with this designer based here in New York who we are going to call Kim.
Pause.
Okay.
Stop calling everything an investment just because it's a fucking expensive thing that you're doing.
Yeah, it is not an investment unless it's an actual investment.
Correct.
There is no return on investment for a wedding dress.
Thank you. Which is fine. That's fine. Yeah. It doesn't need to
just be. Just like, don't call it
that. It doesn't need to be an investment. You don't have to make any good fucking money off it. It doesn't need to have a good ROI. Just fucking say what it is.
Yeah.
It's an expensive dress and you want it because you can have it and you want it.
Yeah, stop acting like this is your retirement plan. Come on.
Okay, go.
And she really understood my vision. She like really got me right away. The first thing that we did was a Zoom call, which cost me $120, where I showed her my inspo and she drew me a sketch. So this was like the inspo that I provided her. This is a picture of me. And the reason I included this picture was because of the way it fit. I was like, this is the shape of the bodice that I'm after. You know, a little drop waist, super, super fitted. And then these ones I included as like general inspo of like kind of like a romantic shape. This is the sketch that she made me. In theory, like it has everything that I asked for. I remember thinking that like there could be more volume in the skirt at the top, but there was a little bit of pushback from her and my mom. They were both kind of like, let's start here. I think maybe they didn't like my vision. I don't know. The next step was to go in for my prototype fitting. This was in November 2025. And the prototype is essentially a rough draft of the dress. And this is what mine looked like. I was happy with this. It fits me like a glove. I definitely had some edits. As you can see, there's like black Sharpie drawn on the bodice. That's because the princess seams, which are the seams that go like straight down the front right here, were really wide and straight. And I wanted them to be closer together and curved to give me a bit more of a shape. Also, this is like not a drop waist and I wanted it to be dropped a bit. But other than that, like this fit me so well. This was the back. You can see there's like a blue line where it was giving me like crazy back fat. And I was like, let's lower that a little bit to get rid of that. And we were playing with like some lace, some bows. So that was in November. I don't go back until March. And you're not ready to see this. Okay. This is the first time I see my dress in the fabric.
I guess I won't be seeing it.
That was a prototype. This is it made in the fabric. This is what I see.
Really can't see.
Literally diabolical.
Wait, pause it.
The waist is like.
But I cannot see. I'm legally blind.
I can't see it, bro.
Okay, I have something to say. I don't think it looks that different from the other.
I'm not.
Well, I'm going to take your word
for
it.
Oh, you really can't fucking see.
Not really. I can see like maybe half of it.
I'll sock it to you.
Okay. Have to have the lighting on me. This is Janelle's light, by the way. God forbid Janelle doesn't look perfect. As long as Kendall can't see.
No.
Okay, I almost just called myself Kenendal.
Kenny. And when I'm skinny.
Ew.
Tell them about the diamond.
Ew, no. Wait, ew.
Brother,
Brother, for real. I see why she was so upset.
I mean, here's my problem. Ugh. The fabric does look significantly thinner.
Yes.
And, like, you can see every curve of her body here, whereas, like, the prototype looked so much thicker quality. Also, what is the...
This looks like
what
a Halloween costume.
The seam is uneven, no?
This reminds me of in Mean Girls, where she goes to the Halloween party dressed as, like, the corpse bride.
Yeah, it actually is kind of true. I don't know. I feel like it's not that different from the other one.
But if you're paying thousands of dollars for a custom dress.
Oh, absolutely. You better fucking like every single thread from that dress.
At least the fabric. If I'm paying money, it better be for the fabric.
Yeah, you know what? It looks like a cheap children's... What are those curtains?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a princess fairy room from a 6-year-old that you hung up curtains.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you tore them down and made this.
Yeah. What's that? It also seems to have like a blue sheen to it.
Yeah, I can't tell if that's just the
picture. It looked like that on my iPad, too.
I know, but is that just like the picture of it or is that really a thing? All right, let's keep watching.
Ugly.
Like, it doesn't fit me at all. Like, this doesn't fit me at all. I'm floating in this dress. It's asymmetrical. One of the boobs is higher than the other. The princess seams have not been adjusted. They're
wide.
Weird shape. There's a weird...
This is when she gets the actual... That's on her.
That's one of the first prototypes she makes. So,
Jesus. Okay. All right. I thought we were still just dealing with pictures.
No.
Okay.
This is her in it.
Okay.
This is her in it.
Okay.
One of her titties is up further up than the others.
Like bunching happening right down the center of the dress.
Others.
I'm clipped in. I was not clipped into the prototype. I'm clipped in the front. I'm also clipped in the back. I'll show you. The skirt is like deflated and like this seam across the waist looks so bunchy and weird. This is the back of the dress. I'm completely clipped into it. Like I was not clipped into the prototype. So I don't know what happened here. But I left this appointment freaking out. After that appointment, I sent my first kind of like firm email where it's just kind of like, I'm a little concerned. I'm not seeing a ton of progress. The notes that I gave in November aren't in the dress. Again, princess seams are not adjusted. It has not been a drop waist. And like, where did the volume go in the skirt?
Hell no.
What's happening here? And they respond.
You know what?
Responds, really nice. Don't.
She's about to Morgan Mollin on her ass.
You made me pause it for that.
Yeah, that was good.
Don't worry. It takes a little bit of imagination. We're not there yet. Da-da-da. And then I say, can we move my next fitting up? Because there's only supposed to be 3 fittings between the sketch and picking up the dress. And this is fitting number 2. So I'm like, well, I'm going to need more than 3 because there's a lot left to do. So we move my fitting up for March to... That one's at March. The next one's at May, which is this one. So I go in May and my dress looks like this.
Oh, my God. You can't see.
Can you just describe it to me?
It's bad.
No, I'm going to. You got to see it.
The neckline is tragic. What in the hell, Yante, is going on there? That is bad.
Wait, let me see.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck? I've never seen a neckline like that in my life. What even is that?
Is she putting a new dress on her every time? Because why do all of these look like different dresses?
No, they're completely different. I'm so confused. I'm like, this is not even remotely close to
what the other
one was.
I think Kate hates her.
She was like,
seriously?
Hell no, this woman.
Trench.
You could make this dress for sure, Haley. You could do it and better. No, I'm being for real.
No, I am
Haley
too.
Is
That's
one
why
crafty, talented, artistic eye.
Guys, should we just DIY a dress just to prove?
No, for real, we could make something better with zero
zero experience.
We could do this with a stitchy and a pair of scissors.
Give us one drink and a stitchy and we'll get it done.
One drink, kitchen scissors, a stitchy, and a fucking dream.
Like maybe one Adderall.
And we are good.
Yep.
We could have this cranked out by sundown. Mm-hmm.
Supply us with some hot sour
soup. This
is
a third dress. They don't even resemble each other. This is completely different. Still does not fit me. It does not fit me at all. And in this appointment, when I was there, I said, you can take this in a little bit. Like the waist could be tighter. Like,
terrible.
Like look how much bunching there is. Like, it's not fitted against my body. And they literally told me no. They were like, no, we can't really bring it in anymore.
No.
Because it doesn't fit.
I'm sorry, girl.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
They also added.
I'm so sorry this happened to you.
Imagine paying thousands of dollars for a custom dress. You tell them to customize it.
Yeah,
they say
like,
no.
And I'm not trying to make fun of her. Like, I am a little bit, but like, worst things happen in the world. Dude. She'll be okay. And it still does end up okay for her.
Still, I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too. I'd be pissed too.
Added cups to the boobs that are giving me like fish eyes.
Yeah.
The waist, like the shape of that seam, we've completely lost it. And it's just kind of like sagging there. Okay, so maybe you can kind of see what I mean. But like this seam right here has like this weird bunching and it's still not a drop waist. It's just like this weird seam, like barely holding it together. The cups are crazy. You can completely see them through the dress. And
yeah.
Still, look at how wide and straight the princess seams are. Like, they have not been adjusted. The waist has not been dropped. The princess seams have not been adjusted. So at this...
Wait, dude, I'm sorry. Did you guys see those straps? I thought she was wearing like a bra underneath. That was her fucking straps.
Yeah, that's part of the dress.
Oh my God.
It's criminal.
It's
like I said, they need to burn it and start over.
I agree.
This is terrible.
I Back give to it to Worgen board. And let him have at it.
When you call Worgen and Worgen and Worgen and Worgen.
Oh, let's let her finish.
This point, I'm like, I'm freaking out. This is May. My wedding is in August. Okay. The dress is not gonna get done by these people because the notes that I gave them in November that I've now reiterated and I've like raised the flags, they're like still not taking place.
Yeah. No, I'd be like, if I, okay, it's May, June, July, you have 3 months to get that shit right for your wedding. And clearly this is a very important thing for her because she's paying top dollar for a custom dress.
Yeah.
I would be pissed.
Unacceptable.
Also, something else worth mentioning is that Kate was there for Alexander's fittings, pinning the dress, making adjustments, and talking through the changes with her. Undone by Kate's website also says Kate is involved throughout the custom process, including the consultation, sketch review, and fittings. So it sounds like she has more than one person working on her team. There's like got to be seamstresses and shit.
For sure.
Alexander never shared the exact price of her dress, but Kate has shared some other of the pricings. And like Kendall had mentioned, they start at around $5,000.
Here at Mile High Media, we've been busy building new sets for our studios, which we have talked about many times. And we're so excited because we're getting a bunch of new furniture and tons of new decor. And one of the places we've been doing a lot of shopping for our furniture is Article. Article offers a curated range of mid-century modern, coastal, and Scandi-inspired pieces that not only shine on their own, but also pair seamlessly with nearly any other Article product. This thoughtful design approach makes it incredibly easy to mix and match, helping you create a space that feels cohesive and stylish. Article takes great care in curating its collection, focusing solely on high-quality, meaningful pieces that will stand the test of time. And there's no filler. Every item is chosen for its craftsmanship, design, and lasting value. You really can tell the difference immediately in quality when you receive an Article piece. First off, the packaging is always meticulous. It's very, very well packaged. Nothing ever comes damaged. I love the fact that most pieces come assembled, and I know that they're going to last a long time because I've actually had a couple pieces shipped to my house, and all of them have held up really, really well. So I'm confident that no matter how much use these pieces at the office get, they're going to stay in really good shape. An Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada with options for a professional assembly if you prefer a hands-off experience. And maybe you have some questions or need help with your design choices? Well, Article's customer care team is available 7 days a week, offering knowledgeable support and even free interior design services to help you get your home just right. With Article's 30-day satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that if you're not completely in love with your new furniture, you can easily return it. This peace of mind ensures you can invest in your home without hesitation. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. That is such a good deal, you guys. To claim, visit article.com/sesh and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/sesh for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
So after everything Alexander had experienced up to this point, she said that she was so unhappy that she reached out to Kate and asked to add another fitting because she still wasn't seeing any improvement with the dress. And she also told her that if they weren't able to make the changes she'd been asking for, that she needed Kate to let her know so she could go somewhere else before her wedding. So basically she's like, yo, Kate, this shit ain't working and I don't like it. And Kate had a response. Let's watch.
Kim responds. She's like, don't worry. It's all going to be fine. Let's add another fitting and we can have an honest conversation about the progress. Like, if you're not happy, I go, thank you.
Then I go, thank you.
I start researching a little bit, and it dawns on me that if I need to buy another dress, I have to do it like that day because I only have so many weeks until my wedding and, you know, shipping, all of these things. Like, I was kind of like, I have to make a game time decision. So I call my inner circle, and everyone is in agreement that this dress will not get where I want it to get in the next like 6 weeks until my wedding. So, or however many weeks. So I email Kim and I say, thank you so much for all of your hard work. I've really appreciated you and your team being so dedicated to my dress, but I think I need to end our relationship here because I'm not seeing the progress I need to see. And this close to my wedding, like, I can't, like, I only have so many options, but like, thank you for all your hard work from here. Can we please arrange a partial refund? I wasn't sure what she would say to that. You know what I mean? Part of me was kind of like, she's going to say no. Like, she's like, of course she's going to like keep the money and run. We have no contract. But the other part of me was kind of like, well, if she cares about like her reputation and she knows that I'm leaving like unhappy, like I'm asking for a partial refund, not a full refund. And I'm also not asking for a finished dress because the dress is unfinished and I'm telling her that they can stop working on it. So I thought that a partial refund would be fair. She responds to me and she just says no. She's like, no, the dress, you need to come in for another fitting and your payment's due. That's like literally what she says. So I get some advice from different people and I basically was like, okay, if you are like refusing to end this partnership with me, which by the way, why not? Like, why do you want to work with me if I don't want to work with you? Like, it doesn't make any sense. No integrity, no integrity, no artistic integrity, no like business integrity of like her reputation. No, she's not interested in making me happy.
Shots fired, no integrity.
Here's all of the things that I need to see in my fitting. And if these things are not present, our agreement is null, but I'll come in. So I went in. Okay, these photos are from June. Reminder, wedding is the 1st of August. This is June.
Oh, they added without asking.
Ew.
Oh,
this
shit
is getting worse and worse and worse.
And I don't understand. That doesn't look like a custom dress at all. That looks like something you could buy from like Macy's.
No, that looks like something you would buy at like the Spirit.
Halloween. Spirit.
Bad, bad, bad.
Bad.
Are these different tones?
I think that's just the picture. But oh,
that's a custom dress. That is not cute.
Mm-mm.
IMO.
Dress number 4. Like, what is this? This dress looks completely different from the other dresses. Okay. Oh, I'm going to zoom in. Okay. I am still completely pinned into this dress. Do you see all of those pins? Yeah. It doesn't fit me. The nipples are in two different places. The boobs are like this. She did fix the princess seams, but they're wide on the boob. And then they go in, which is so weird. The top of the dress is so high up, it's like cutting into my arms, which the last one was not doing. And the waist, although it fits me better, like at least it's more fitted. This is, look at all the wrinkling and bunching. Again, still pinned in, all the wrinkling and bunching. This has not been dropped. This has not. This has been in the same place the whole entire time. This is what the back of it looks like.
Again. Oh,
yo.
The back of the
What did you just say?
The back of the
Yes.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Look at
that. Dude, that looks like Trump's neck.
Yeah, it does.
That's bad.
That is bad.
Oh, I'd be mad.
And they want full payment at this
point. That's crazy. No, I would for real sick Morgan Wallen on their ass.
Yeah.
I mean, Morgan Wallen.
For sure.
Why would you?
No, Morgan. We're sending Morgan in for this one.
He throws it.
Morgan couldn't fucking handle it. We're sending the real guy. And correct me if I'm wrong, but how could anyone ask for the final installment of the dress without it actually being complete?
100%.
Yeah, that's wild. All right, let's continue this journey.
We are less, like, we are like a month and some change out from my wedding. And I'm covered in pen and I'm clipped into this dress, including the pins in the front. I'm completely clipped into this dress. Weeks away. I also just want to say that everyone I know who works in fashion, I've shown them this dress and they are all mortified. Like when I tell you I got second, third, fourth.
I was just gonna say, yeah, they're mortified.
And I like can tell it's not gonna happen. I'm gonna have to do a part two because she does like demand that I pay at the end of this appointment.
Okay, so even after asking to end their working relationship, Alexander agreed to give them one more chance and went back for another fitting. And in part two, she shares what the dress looked like at the appointment and what happened when Kate pulled her into another room afterward to talk about the final payment.
Let's see it.
I want to see the final compared to the original ask,
too. Yeah.
In the last appointment where she pulled me into the room and was like, you need to pay, that day, that night, she sent me a DocuSign with all of the notes on it from that day's fitting. Granted.
after my first fitting in fabric, which was like pretty insane, I said, moving forward, I want to receive all of the notes after each fitting so I can make sure that we're like tracking with like the same goals in mind. She never did that. It was always me following up being like, this is everything that like that I'm recapping our fitting. This is everything that needs to take place before the next appointment. Like I was the one who ended up doing all that. And then after that fitting where she pulls me in a room and asks me to pay, she sends me a DocuSign. And I'm like, no. You think you're going to send me some sort of legal document? You're going to get me to like sign something? You should have given me a contract from the jump. That's your bad that you didn't. That's on you. Okay. I'm not doing that now. So I literally responded and I was like, I'm not going to move forward with that. So at the end of this appointment, she pulls me into this room and Kim pulls me into this room that I've never been in before. And I said to her like, oh, is this new? Because I'd never seen it before. And she was like, no. It's like, okay. She sits down behind this desk with this comically big like Mac screen. It's massive. She's like peeking over it like this to make eye contact with me. And she goes, it's just the matter of your payment. Keep in mind, this dress was only supposed to be covered in 4 payments. I've made 3 of them and I've had to have extra fittings because this dress is terrible. Like, I'm just going to say it. This dress looks like it's worth $900 on ASOS. Like, this is a cheap ass Shein looking dress that I have sunk thousands of dollars into. Okay. So, and I know that she was trying to intimidate me, but you can't intimidate me that easily. And so I was just like, well, I'll pay when I approve of the dress. And she was like, okay, so you'll come back next week and you'll pay then. And I said, I'll pay when I approve of the dress. Like, I'll pay like at final pickup approval. She goes, okay, thank you for coming. And like ushers me out. That really pissed me off because, again, she just has like a complete lack of integrity. And like, you guys, this girl works with like all of the New York City influencer girlies. Like, you've seen her on Instagram. Like, I was shocked that she really did not care about just like treating me really poorly. And like, was she going to let me walk down the aisle in that dress and be like, yeah, Kim made this. Oh. And she was going to be happy about that? Like, we have different ideas of like what a good dress is if she was going to be proud of that dress and proud of that construction. So she follows up with me after that appointment and she's like, hey, so your dress is ready for pickup. Like 4 days later, she's like, your dress is ready for pickup and you have a payment due. And I go, okay, well, I have some questions. I was like, why is it that my dress is suddenly ready for pickup when things I've been asking for since November, they hadn't taken place in March, they hadn't taken place in May, they hadn't taken place in June. And now you're telling me that between the beginning of June and the end of June, suddenly my dress is ready for pickup. Like, what changed in that time? She sends me this ChatGPT-ass response, just like basically telling me like, well, pretty much all of the construction is done. And I'm like, but it isn't done because I've had the same notes since the end of last year. Like, what do you mean? It's not done. So I repeat myself. I go, sorry, let me clarify. Like, I'm interested in understanding what's changed because I trusted you for all of these months and I even ended our relationship and you pushed back the whole time. And now all of a sudden you're telling me that the dress is ready for pickup. What changed? She copy and pastes her last email and sends it to me again. She just sends me the same thing. So at this point, I'm like, I can't wear this dress. Like, not only is it like a really ugly dress that was really poorly made and just looks like a cheap like school project. I also like this girl has like the worst energy. She's got the worst energy. And I'm like, well, I don't want that on my wedding day. I don't want your like tainted vibes on my wedding day. Like, I don't need that. So that's I such do a Haley have a different dress. And that dress is a whole other
I was just
story.
Thinking
and
that.
It's amazing. And I'm very excited to wear it. And so I sent her an email literally like a week ago because she kept asking me to come in and not answering my questions. So I sent her an email like a week ago being like, hey, Kim, I had to go in another direction. Like, wish you the best. So that was my second time breaking up with her. And I know I will never hear from her again. I will not hear from her again. She's going to keep my money. She's not going to apologize. She's not going to say like, I'm sorry that you didn't have the experience that we take pride in brides having with us. Like, she has no integrity. And I mean, I'm not going to like say her name on here, her name. I like blurred the background in all of those photos. Like, I'm not trying to blow her up, but best believe I am telling everyone I know in the industry, like all of my friends who work in fashion, all of my friends who work in fashion PR, all of my friends who work in media. The only thing you can do in New York City is like word of mouth and like
I am not being shy about this experience because I literally feel like she scammed me. I feel like she never made my account a priority. And in addition to being incredibly rude to me, she never put the proper amount of time and effort into a garment that I paid for. And so I know she's going to keep my money. She must really need it. Okay. And I know I'll never hear from her again. And it's like, it's just crazy.
It is just crazy. But I would like to see what she asked for originally versus what she got. Can we pull that up real fast? That's kind of the inspo. Yeah, very different. Very different. The fabric looks... yeah.
And that's what she drew. And even then she was like, yeah. Kind of, but not really.
Yeah. So why did she even go forward with it after the drawings?
I don't know. Oof. Yeah. No.
Yeah. And this was...
That was the original...
Original prototype.
Yeah. And the original was better than...
That was the closest...
What she ended up with, though.
Yeah. Okay. It's definitely different.
Extremely different.
It's not even remotely similar. And the fact that she's like, all right, hit me with a payment.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's nice of her to just call her Kim on the internet.
Yeah. So basically, but the internet's the internet. And people figured out that it was not Kim.
Of course.
And it's actually Kate. And so everyone figured out that it was actually undone by Kate. And so then Kate posted a clip of Alexander's dress on Undone by Kate's account, which pretty much confirmed that she was a designer that everyone, you know, assumed that she was. Okay. So this is her video of the final dress that Kate is now posted. So she was like, POV, walk into your final fitting. And that's the one, which looks it looks a lot better than it did previously. But still,
she's trying to show like how it's still really good quality.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like a full dress.
Hmm.
And then the caption was like, every custom gown has its journey. Trust the process. So then 2 days later, Kate posted a full response sharing her side of everything.
My name is Kate, and I'm the founder and designer of Undone by Kate. You've probably seen a video circulating online about an unfinished wedding dress that was created here in my studio, and I'm here to provide some additional context and clarity on the situation. First and foremost, I think it's extremely important to understand that this bride has been issued a refund. On July 14th, I reached out to her directly and offered her a full refund. I sent her this email, and she graciously accepted and said, thank you for the resolution. At that point, I thought this would be handled, and human to human, the record would be set straight. But unfortunately, that's not what happened online. And any comment proving that she was refunded was quickly deleted, further fueling the fire of this narrative that's currently online. It's also very important to note what goes into the custom dressmaking process. When we start, we have a consultation, and I learn everything about the things you like and the things you didn't like dress shopping. I will never copy an exact dress, but I will take everything that you told me and put it into a sketch for you. Then we go through the sketches together and we talk about iterations, things you don't like about the sketch and things you maybe do. We ultimately decided on this sketch, which is the blueprint and what we referenced to get to the final gown. And this is the final gown that was created. Your first step is usually a prototype fitting. And the prototype fitting is a draft of your dress made to feel the silhouette on your body. And we make adjustments. We can change things in that fitting, and we have an open conversation about what you're liking and not liking. When you get into your first fitting in your fabric, by all means, your dress is nowhere near complete. It's very different than when you go dress shopping at a typical bridal shop and you try on your gown for the first time complete and you make alterations. We're actually molding a dress onto your body, and things can change. Measurements can change, design aspects can change, and that's what's so great about the custom process is that we're here to adapt, trial and error, and move through it together. Sometimes you can have 3-4 fittings in your final fabric, and sometimes you can have 2. I want it to be extremely clear that I would never let a bride walk out of my studio, let alone down the aisle, in the state of the photos that you saw that gown in. In this case, we had a final fitting on the books, and the final fitting is where you get to see your final dress come to life. Unfortunately, this bride rescheduled her final fitting less than 24 hours in advance, and despite multiple follow-up attempts, she ultimately let us know she was moving in a different direction. I have done everything I can to make it right. I have issued her a full refund. I've apologized. And I've absorbed all the costs, time, labor, and materials of that beautiful dress. I really wish that that full context could have been shared here before I had to make this video. But unfortunately, now I'm receiving death threats and negative reviews from people who have never stepped foot in my studio. I'm so sorry that the process shook out the way it did for her. And I wish that we could have gotten to that final fitting. To wrap it up, I know that concerns were raised during this process. And I saw them too. We documented them and continued to work through them. But custom bridal is absolutely a journey. And I will continue to put as much love and care in every single dress that I continue to create Huron. Thank you so much for listening.
The internet with the fucking death threats. Can we chill out? How would you get that mad about someone else's wedding dress experience? You're like, fuck you. You need to die.
I'm
like,
sending Morgan Mullen to you.
God, it's ridiculous.
What is happening? Everyone that gets hate on the internet eventually gets death threats. I've gotten death threats.
It's insane.
It really is.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Good God. Good God. Well, after hearing that, I don't know. Like,
okay, I have thoughts. Yes, please, yeah. Go.
First, I understand them saying that they needed like multiple fittings to go through. And she was like, well, I noticed these concerns that were raised too. Like, we are working on it. Okay, but then you were already like 6 weeks out and still dealing with the exact same concerns. Yeah. So like, yeah, I do understand you saying that custom bridal has like multiple steps to it. But if a concern was noted in November, how on earth did you get to June with the exact same issue?
And you're already over here being like, yo, I want my money.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's not a good look.
But
she did post
screenshots.
Screenshot of the refund from Square, sponsor of today's episode.
Yeah, so she did get a refund. And then she also posted a screenshot of her email, her being Kate. She said, we recently came across your videos and wanted to reach out directly. We're truly sorry to hear that this is your experience and that is how you feel about your time with us. While we respect your right to share your perspective, it was incredibly difficult to hear our integrity questioned. As a small business, every gown we create represents months of work from a dedicated team of people who genuinely care about the bride and the work that they do. Their livelihoods depend on the reputation we've spent years building, blah, blah. While we may remember certain aspects of the experience differently, we never want you to feel unheard. With that in mind, we're going to go ahead and give you a full refund. It should take 7 to 10 days to process. Your completed gown looks beautiful and we truly wish you had the opportunity to see when it's finished state. We sincerely wish you nothing but happiness in your marriage and your next chapter of your life. We only ask that you keep in mind that the very real impact that these public statements can have on a small business.
Well,
and then Alexander says, hi, Kate, really appreciate you taking the time to make this right. I was so excited to work with you and your team. It's disappointing that it didn't pan out. Thank you for processing the refund. Wish you the best.
She says, don't care about anything else you said. I will be sharing my experience.
So later that same day, Alexander posted another video pushing back on several points Kate made, including when the refund was offered and whether she actually canceled the final fitting. Let's watch.
Hi, Kate. You have me blocked, but I have seen the video. It's been sent to me. I did not realize you were receiving death threats. That's ridiculous. You guys, it's a dress. It's not that big of a deal. And it's my dress. I'm the only one who's like allowed to be mad about it. And like, that's way too intense and like way too far and ridiculous. That said, no need to lie. Let's look up some receipts. Okay, you posted this in a comment saying that it was understood that I would be getting a full refund after I told you that I wanted to end our partnership. Interesting, because here's what you said to me over email. That said, because this is a fully custom garment, blah, 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 we are not able to offer a refund or cancel remaining balance. Payments made toward your work are non-refundable and the final installment remains due. It was never understood that you would be refunding me, as it clearly stated in that email, which you sent me that twice. There was very clear that you would not be refunding me. Also, you said that I canceled my last fitting. That's not true. I never made my last fitting because I was unhappy and uncomfortable and I didn't want to go back because I was really trying to have my wedding dress experience be perfect. Lastly, you said that I've been deleting
comments that are saying that you gave
me a refund. That's not true. That's childish. I would never do that. The only comments that I've deleted are comments that have mentioned your brand name, which I have not mentioned and I will not mention. I did not out you. I did not out you and I will not out you. That was a choice that you made. I don't know how the internet works, honestly. It's crazy. The last thing that I'm going to say is that they did come to me as a recommendation. So some people do have positive experiences there. That was just not my experience. Had they been kind to me, had they been understanding, had they been interested in making it work, we would not be having this conversation. But that was not the case and that was not my experience. Other people clearly do have good experiences, just not me. I'm not sure why I was not a priority, but I wasn't. And that's all. Again, I'm the only person who needs to be mad about this. I really appreciate everyone like supporting me and telling me that I'm not crazy because I did kind of feel like I was insane. So I do appreciate that. But there's no reason for her to be getting death threats. That's like truly way too fucking far. So yeah, I'm over it. And like I said,
and
I wish
so am
your team the best. I've said that multiple times.
I'm over it too.
Beep. No, literally the part where she wasn't even talking and she left.
Like, cut that shit out.
Okay.
But thankfully, guys.
Yeah. You know what? I do. It is pretty shitty that she wouldn't give her a refund until she publicly blasted her and was kind enough to leave her name out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then yet she is trying to act like, oh, I was giving you a refund the whole time. And also, how dare you for publicly bashing a small business? Which, yeah, I guess to some degree.
But like, you wouldn't have given her a
refund unless she did that.
Yeah, but she also never even named your business.
Yeah.
She you outed yourself.
Her experience. Yep. Word.
But thankfully, Alexander went through with a custom dress, and it was from a different shop in San Francisco, and they helped her find a dress just a few weeks before her wedding.
The wedding dress from heaven, the she calls it, instead of the wedding dress from hell.
From heaven.
So a few days later, Alexander posted another video because she felt like some of the Kate hate had gone too far. She still made it clear that she stands by her experience, but she never wanted people to be cruel or turn Kate into a villain. Let's watch.
I'm not new to the internet. I know that, like, once
okay, I'm over it.
Out,
that's good.
All right, let's just
skip through. No more hate for Kate. We don't get to see the final dress.
Hold on, I haven't panned.
You gotta be joking.
I haven't panned yet. Everybody pause.
Oh, but you know what? Maybe it's because her wedding hasn't happened yet. It's in August.
Oh, it's in August.
She doesn't want to give it away.
So stupid.
We're going to have to wait.
It's this Saturday.
We're going to have to get an update.
It's Saturday coming
August
up.
August 1st?
It's the same day as Holly's birthday party.
Oh my God, this is exciting.
So we get to see the final dress.
Okay, so let us know in the comments if you want us to do part two next one.
Okay, all right.
So a couple of months ago, my mom called me up and she said, listen, you're getting kicked off the phone plan. And that's tragic for me, okay? Because I've been on her phone plan since I was in like third grade, I'm pretty sure. Now, granted, I have been paying for my phone plan. I've been paying her back. But still, now I'm on my own. I have to fly out of the nest and go find my own phone plan. So I've been doing a little shopping around. And I gotta be honest, most of these phone cellular providers absolutely suck, okay? They force you to sign these ridiculous contracts that are basically just signing your life away for years on end. They're so snaky out there, and that's why I am strongly considering hopping over to Mint Mobile. Because there are things in life that you don't want to be transparent, like your swimsuit or your search history, if you know what I mean. But when it comes to your wireless bill, transparency is everything. And that's why Mint Mobile's wireless plans have no gimmicks and no gotchas. Just high-speed data and reliable coverage on the T-Mobile 5G network. And right now, all plans are $15 per month, even unlimited plans. Mint Mobile took what's wrong with wireless and made it right with premium wireless for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can even bring your current plan and your phone number. Choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. Ditch overpriced wireless for Mint Mobile. It's so easy. Sign up online and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Haley actually uses Mint Mobile for our foundation coordinator cell phone, and she has had nothing but wonderful things to say about it. The coverage is always really good, and we're saving a ton of money. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/sesh. That's mintmobile.com/sesh. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/sesh. That's it. There's no catch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months. Plan required. $15 per month equivalent. Tax and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabyte may slow when network is busy. It includes up to 20 gigabyte hotspot. Capable devices required. Availability, speed, and coverage vary. See mintmobile.com.
And it's time to talk about a gender reveal gone wrong. The best the internet has to offer today, okay? But this is crazy. This was my
so
pick.
Dumb.
I saw this topic and was like, I have to talk about it. This gender reveal involved bright blue pigeons because these dumb fucks decided, you know, they had to stand out. That's what it's all about these days when it comes to gender reveals, is doing something no
Dude,
one else has ever done.
Oh my God. Some of the shit I've seen is, quite frankly, the fucking most embarrassing shit I've ever seen.
How many, like, fires have we seen?
People are, like,
literally helicopter crashes,
yes.
plane crashes,
plane,
people
yes.
dying
yes.
over gender reveals. It's absurd. And this one is getting a lot of backlash online, rightfully so, because it involves, quite frankly, animal abuse.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But you don't need to click out. It's not, like,
it's not
horrific.
That bad. No one's dying.
Yeah, no death, but just very irresponsible.
Just stupidity.
So this happened back in June in Arizona, and it involves Robin
Ari, who go by the Dove Club online.
You hate to see it.
They hired an Arizona company called Sacred Dove Release to dye several blue birds. Well, the birds were blue.
I mean, they're not blue.
Post-dye.
The birds were regular, and then they dyed them blue. And then they released them during the gender reveal because it's a boy!
Make it a boy!
Oh my God, it's a boy!
And even though the company is called Sacred Dove Release, the birds were actually not doves. They're rock pigeons.
White side note, pigeons. Justice for pigeons.
Oh my God, I fucking love pigeons. No, they're like, so cute.
No, did you learn the lore behind them? Right?
I know all
it's
about
it. It's so fucked up.
It's we set them up for failure.
Yeah, it's horrible. Now they're just running around really like confused.
Smart.
Yeah.
Super, super smart.
And they don't know what to do with themselves. Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
They used to send messages. We used to like put them to work and then.
A carrier pigeon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And now they just shit on everything because they don't know what else to do. It's horrible. Poor
things. Yeah,
they're
just walking around confused and people are dyeing them blue.
Yeah.
The fuck is happening here? Mm-hmm. But the reason that this is coming up again now is that Arizona Family, which is a local Arizona news outlet, recently published a report on it and obtained more information from the people involved. They spoke with Crystal White from Crystal's Critter Haven and talked to Dr. Jill Pat, who is the medical director at Little Critters Veterinary Hospital. And they included statements from Sacred Dove Release and Rob and Ari. And before we get into everything, let's watch the clip from Arizona's family, because it gives a good rundown of what happened here after the pigeons were released and why people were concerned and how both Sacred Dove Release and Rob and Ari have responded.
Yes, and the short answer is it does. That tells me there is a handful of health risks here. But the owner of the bird release business insists these pigeons are in good health now, and that expecting family says they regret doing it.
3, 2, 1. Ah!
This gender reveal is ruffling some feathers. The family, known on social media as the Dove Club, hired a business called Sacred Dove Release.
I think it's unfortunate that it was a lack of thought to the birds and their welfare to do something like this at an exciting, wonderful time for these people.
The White Rock Pigeons ended up in the care of Crystal's Critter Haven in Mesa. I talked to Crystal over the phone. She told me kayakers spotted the bluebirds at the Salt River. She tried bathing them multiple times to get that dye off, but no luck. Crystal eventually returned those pigeons to the business owner.
They're obviously bright blue and very exposed to predators of all kinds.
Dr. Jill Pat treats a lot of birds at her vet hospital. She says birds have a unique anatomy and few defenses.
And part of the colors and the feathers that we see in birds is their way of communicating with each other.
In a statement from Sacred Dove Release, the owner told me the color used was a non-toxic food-grade coloring. Regardless of that belief, after hearing the concerns expressed by the public, I made the decision that we will no longer use color birds for future events. Pat says birds have air sacs throughout their body and compared it to a small cellophane bag.
So if you have this clear bag that should be diffusing oxygen and they're breathing through and we spray something on it, then you result in respiratory distress and potentially death.
Stupid.
In a message from the Dove Club family, they told me, "We genuinely want to say we acknowledge our part in this and wish we could go back with the information we have now. We have deleted everything, so no one is influenced by our decisions, and spoke out many times without remorse and stressing that this should never be done." The owner of Sacred Dove Release says the pigeons are trained homing birds that may temporarily go off route before naturally returning to their home. She says excessive bathing actually is not good for those pigeons. You can find more to their statements from that business owner and the Dove Club family on our website, azfamily.com.
Okay.
In studio,
why
Karina Rubio.
Why the hell are they calling themselves Sacred Dove Release when they are releasing pigeons?
Because it doesn't sound as fun if it's Sacred Pigeon Release, because everyone thinks pigeons are nasty.
Okay, fair enough.
So ridiculous.
I know. It's
so, yeah,
so stupid.
Basically, the pigeons fly out of the box and then they're on along the Salt River, which is a popular area outside of Phoenix. And then people are spotting them while they're kayaking. And so Crystal's Critter Haven actually posted about this back in June. In their post, they said that 5 pigeons had been reported at Coon's Bluff along the Salt River and that they were trying to rescue and retrieve them.
And they also said the birds were not native to the area and that they're bright blue, which made them vulnerable to predators. Yeah, no shit. So according to a later update on Instagram, two of the pigeons were captured and taken to Crystal's Critter Haven, and the rescue said that the coloring did not come out after their first bath. Poor babies. That same update said Rob and Ari were later told most of the birds had returned home and that two rescued pigeons would eventually be returned after receiving care, but they also said that they never received a complete update, so they could not independently confirm what happened to every bird. Now, according to Down in the Desert, an earlier rescue post said one pigeon was still missing at the time and it was unclear whether the bird was ever found. I really hope it was. So this is why people are concerned, though, because Dr. Pratt explained that this could make them more exposed to predators. Like we said, bright blue birds are flying around. Clearly, that's not...
It seems like such a duh. Especially for people who work in, like, the bird release industry.
I know. It's fucking stupid. Insane. So stupid. And the fact that, which they were kind of talking about, when you dye them, they have this, like, coating on their feathers, and so it fucks up their respiratory systems, because I guess they, yeah, like, can't breathe as well with this dye on them.
Which, again, duh. You know what's really strange, too, is I've never really thought about the... Because people do pigeon release. Are they always pigeons?
No, I think sometimes they're doves.
Okay, so dove, pigeons, whatever people are releasing. I've never really thought about how problematic it is.
I've always thought it was weird as fuck.
I thought once they release them that someone from the company goes and gets them back. And,
yeah, like, well, usually...
Or they're just released?
No, usually they fly home. Like, they're trained to, like, go and...
Oh, right, because they're pigeons. Do doves do that, too?
I think so. But... I believe what the gist is like, they're, you can only do it in a certain vicinity of their, like, facility, the bird, like, the company's facility.
Oh.
So that they don't, like, get lost and that they're able to go back home.
Do they get paid for their time?
The birds?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. That's the one good thing about it is they actually formed a union. They have really great benefits.
Good. Good. They have 401ks?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're fine. So yeah, Rob and Ari actually reached out and pushed back on some of what was being shared.
Hey, we see the post that you shared about us and wanted to see if we can talk. Obviously, sharing news is what you do for a living, and that's fine. But what you shared is not true, and we're receiving literal death threats over this again with the death threats.
Again. It's fucking insane.
It's becoming like...
Everyone,
it doesn't even matter anymore because everyone gets a death threat.
Yeah, it's insane how many
you get a death threat, you get a death threat.
No, for real.
Dude, what's going on?
Our mics have been fucked.
This whole stuff.
wait, that actually worked.
Okay,
is that better?
Now?
That's how you fix a mic, people. Yeah. Take note. We cleared this situation up on social media weeks ago, posting our response and an apology to what happened. The birds are, in fact, safe and no longer died. So if you want to share something, can you please share the truth? This has been incredibly hard for me and my family. We've seen other family do this. We see another family do this gender reveal and spoke to professionals who told us this was done all the time for events and was 100% for the birds.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure they meant to say safe for the birds.
Oh, safe for
no,
the birds.
No, this is actually bird activism.
This is how they support their union.
Birds working. So you don't get replaced by AI birds.
Yeah, you want an AI bird next time?
Right, exactly.
No, this is actually safe because birds aren't even real.
Correct.
That's right. She explained to us that her birds were trained to go straight home, which was only up the street, where they would be washed and perfectly safe after. Of course, we trusted the professional opinions, but obviously have learned from that. Please don't spread lies. This has been hard enough. Oh, stop. It's been hard for the birds. The birds got death threats, too.
No, they did. And that's why we're going to link the GoFundMe in the description box below.
Yeah, no, for real. Actually, they came close to having death threats because their lives were threatened by predators.
If anyone had a death threat in this entire episode, it's the fucking pigeons.
Yeah, let's fucking stop with the death threats all the time. Unless you actually live it, unless you're dyed blue out in the wild.
Correct.
You know, vulnerable for predators. A sitting duck, as I said all those years ago. No, wait, I said lame duck. Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that? In one of my early episodes on the JFK assassination, I meant to say that he was just left there as a sitting duck.
Oh,
and then I said he left there as a lame duck.
Lame as fuck.
Okay, so then down in a desert responded.
Which, P.S., that's like one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Down in a desert.
Down in a desert.
Hello, saw your previous message, but it looks like it was deleted. Thank you for reaching out. We're sorry to hear you and your family have received threats. That is not acceptable, and we will remove any threatening comments we see. We're reviewing the post and updates you've shared. We understand your position is that you hired a professional service. We're told that the process was safe, expected the birds to return home, and have since apologized. We'll include the context in a follow-up. We also want to make sure any claim that every bird is safe and no longer died is independently accurate. Could you send us the current confirmation you received, including who confirmed every bird was recovered and when? We're also contacting the bird owner and rescue, so update reflects everyone's most current information.
Right.
Ari and Rob said that the backlash went way beyond people criticizing what happened. They received death threats.
Fuck you! You need to die!
Okay. We can cut that out, probably. So yeah, Rob and Ari say that the backlash...
Why is that the one that made me almost pee my pants?
We can keep that one in.
All right. So anyway, Rob and Ari, they did claim that they received the death threats. And not only that, also racial slurs. Not good.
People are fucking out of their mind, dude. It's ridiculous.
Get your asses together. Some of those messages were even directed at their kids.
Fucking wild behavior. The internet needs to be done.
I know. It's just...
People need to go to timeout.
It's just gotten so ridiculous at this point. Nothing is shocking anymore. So here are two clips of Ari speaking on this.
We absolutely feel like you all deserve a response to what's going on, but we just didn't even want to make a space for people to come and be evil while we're being vulnerable, which is why I'll be leaving this on the story only, and this will be the last that we speak of this. Unfortunately, there are some of you that truly care about the birds and their well-being, and we totally respect you for standing on what's right. But sadly, the other majority of you are just using this situation to be evil. We're receiving non-stop death threats, not only to us, but to our innocent children who have absolutely nothing to do with this. Non-stop racial slurs, like just pure evilness. Let's be honest, we know our fault in this, and we truly wish that we could change the outcome of the situation. Luckily, the birds are completely safe. The article that you all are seeing is from almost a week ago. Please feel free to reach out to the Haven that posted about it, or reach out to the owner of these trained birds and ask about an update on the well-being of these birds, because we have spoken with both of them and have been informed that they are completely safe. Could this have ended differently? Absolutely. Which is why all the posts have been removed, because we'd never want anyone to see that and repeat our mistakes. Unfortunately, we got this idea in the first place from another family that did it for their gender review, and we immediately connected to it because of our love for these birds and our channel name. So of course we contacted a local professional to talk about the details. Everyone's asking, why didn't you just Google if this was safe? You guys, how much misinformation is on Google? We truly thought we were doing the right thing by going straight to a professional source who knows about these animals better than anyone. Birds are like family to her. We would never assume that she would put them in a situation that would harm them. We were told that this was completely safe. The birds would be dyed with a temporary washable dye, that they were trained to fly home right after. They even drove 2 hours to be closer to the birds' home so that they would have a nice, smooth, quick flight. As you all see, they stopped at a lake on the way home, which is when they were spotted, and people quickly moved in to rescue these birds, assuming that they had just been left out in the wild. Two of the birds were caught, and the rest eventually flew home like they were supposed to in the first place. They're not excusing our choices by any means, but truly want you all to know that we never meant any harm in this situation. Most of you that have come here don't even know us from our content, but only from the situation. And if you take even 5 minutes to get to know who we are, you understand that we use our platform to spread love and positivity. You live and you learn, and we made an honest mistake that we truly learned from. At the end of the day, there's no going back and changing anything. All that matters to us is that the birds are safe. We have in fact been in contact with the Haven, offering our support in any way possible. She is yet to respond, but we'd absolutely love to do something to support what she does. At the end of the day, you all have a right to feel how you feel about the situation. We just ask that you stop spreading misinformation. So those of you who truly care about these birds and have been gracious in the situation, we're...
I'm so dead that all of this is because two of them wanted to stop for a dip in a lake on the way home. God forbid the birds fucking take a swim. Oh, but yeah, so the owner of the dove release said that this was actually the first gender reveal they ever did. Usually they do stuff for like funerals or family traditions, stuff like that. But yeah, the dye they used was non-toxic food grade coloring. And these, like we said, are trained homing birds that can temporarily go off route and then come, you know, back home. But she said that once the birds returned, they were eating normally, drinking, bathing naturally, flying and acting like they did before the event. She said that they're healthy and back at home, so they're still operating business, but they're not doing any more colored bird events. Okay, so no worries there. And according to Down in the Desert, the Sacred Dove Releases Instagram is private and has not responded to a current accounting of all the birds.
Ooh.
So we don't know for sure if they're all home.
Until we see the birds, don't let up. Well, don't. I mean, let up. Don't send any hate to these people.
Seriously.
Okay?
But also,
we need to make sure these birds are okay.
I mean, let up a little bit, but we would like to know how many birds came home.
Thank you, Haley. Yes. That's exactly correct.
Thank you.
I'm hopeful that they all are
safe and sound.
Yeah, because how many were in that basket? Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe even 7. It kind of looked like one in the back.
It's wild, though, to dye a live animal when you don't know anything, like how it would affect. Just because it's food grade doesn't really mean anything, stupid. I would assume. I don't know. I kind of feel bad, like a little bit bad for the Dove Love people or whatever it is, the family that hired them, because it sounds like they were kind of duped into thinking that this was like safe and normal to do.
Yeah, to some degree. But also, it's just kind of common sense that like you don't need animals involved in your gender reveal. But I guess I can see from the point of people do these dove releases at funerals and weddings all the time. It's considered to be acceptable from what I understand. I'm curious if there are other reasons to be against dove releasing in general.
I tried to Google it and there's definitely like tons of businesses that do it. Doesn't mean it's ethical. I don't really know enough about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are.
I'm going to do a quick look on that.
Yeah, okay. I was wondering the same thing, because if it sounds like they're used to flying home, I would wonder just if the movement and the waiting to be released is distressing.
That was my thing. They're in a box.
Yeah, if it's distressing and or if it's putting them at risk for predators, but also being in the wild will put them at risk for predators.
But also if they're like domesticated, then they don't have the natural survival instincts that many other wild animals would.
Yeah.
So are they at more risk for harm?
Would you like a lesson?
Yes.
It depends on how the birds are obtained and released. Dove or pigeon releases are often marketed as symbolic, but there are ethical concerns.
Yeah.
Here's the distinction. White homing pigeons, often called released doves.
Okay, so that's what these guys are.
No,
they were like white rock
homing pigeons. Oh, I think it's the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're domesticated pigeons bred to return to their loft. When released by experienced handlers under appropriate conditions, they typically fly home. This is generally considered to be the more ethical form of bird release, although there are still risks such as predators, bad weather, exhaustion, or disorientation. It's not completely safe. True white doves, such as some pet dove species, generally do not have a reliable homing instinct. So releasing them outdoors can be fatal because they may be unable to find food, avoid predators, or return home. Releasing these birds is widely considered unethical. So because they use the white rock ones.
Pigeons versus pigeons, actual doves. See, pigeons are smart.
Animal welfare organizations have also raised concerns that even the homing pigeon releases can expose birds to unnecessary stress, like Haley said, and danger. Some organizations discourage ceremonial bird releases altogether in favor of alternatives. So like if you're looking for, here's some alternatives.
A robot?
Blowing bubbles. Releasing biodegradable flower petals, releasing or planting a tree or flowers, ringing bells, flying kites, or a butterfly garden donation instead of releasing live butterflies.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be ever doing the bird release.
Yeah, I've got no interest in that.
I've always thought that was fucking weird. I saw something on one of the Real Housewives I was watching. They did it and I was like, what the heliante is this?
Have you seen the clip? I think there's like a couple viral clips of either at funerals or weddings where they like release them, and I don't know if the birds are like they died in the basket or they just like under stress like pass out. I've seen them just like go to the ground. You've never seen that?
Oh my god, I don't want to see that.
Oh, I've seen it like several different times.
God, yeah, where I mean, like, it makes sense.
Or like people hold them and throw them up and they just go right to the ground.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. I would guess, well, because part of what you said was that it has to be like under proper handler release. So I wonder if that's not the proper handler release and that's why they get like disoriented.
If Uncle Jimmy's throwing the bird, he's probably not doing it correctly.
Yeah, fuck Uncle Jimmy.
Right.
Well, anyways. Stop with the crazy gender reveal stuff. Just go blow some bubbles.
Yeah. Let out some butterflies.
We did blue sprinkles and ice cream.
They said not to do the butterflies either.
Oh, never mind.
It says donation to a butterfly garden instead of actually releasing live butterflies.
Yeah, I've seen the butterflies die in these much more often than the pigeons.
Mm. Yeah.
No, butterflies are bugs.
Janelle hates butterflies.
Right. I think the nastiest hell.
Janelle, I love butterflies.
Butterflies are very good for the ecosystem as well, I think. And
they're pretty. Remember the year that I did butterflies?
Yes. I didn't want any part in that.
And I did. But it was so cool. I got to do it with Holly.
I thought it was the coolest thing as a little girl.
Yeah, you let them free.
Oh, I'm good.
You get the ones that, you know, belong in your area. Can be real fun and great for the environment.
Some of mine died.
Janelle says, fuck that. Yeah, some of mine died too. It's hard. It's hard to do it. But if you can, it's helpful. And that's going to be our show for today.
Thank you all for watching and hanging out with us.
Always a fun time.
Give us 5 stars wherever you can. We certainly deserve it. And let us know if you'd purchase some Worgen Mollen merch, because
I just need a life-size Worgen Mollen cat smoking a cigarette behind me.
I can make that happen.
And don't forget to support your local pigeon unions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
I almost called you Holly. Thank you, Haley. Okay. The other H. Okay. We're done now. Love you so much. See you on the next session. Until then, keep it fresh. Goodbye.